Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think I need another earphone because I'm hearing this tapping noise in my ear. Are you hearing it?
No.
Okay. We're not recording all. Oh,
we definitely are.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey boo.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm tired, but I'm good.
Ditto.
This little baby man child of mine has a cough now. And like literally he was up all night coughing and I got no sleep. So yeah, I'm tired. And hopefully tonight is a better go at trying to get some sleep because yeah.
My man tired. Little Saint.
I already told you what saint he is.
No.
Not gonna say it on the podcast, but
no ma'am. Well, I would ask how your weekend was, but
we was together in this building. So listeners, we hung out this weekend. We went to for those of you who may know, it's called Grits and Biscuits.
Not brunch.
It's definitely not brunch. We were not eating grits nor biscuits. But basically, it is a party, and it has a DJ, and all they play is, like, all the lit trap down south rap everything music. And it's, like, a party where Black people actually dance.
Yes.
And it's not, like, people standing around at the bar or chit-chatting or acting bougie. Like, literally, you go, you party. Like, you better have on some comfortable shoes and clothes because you're going to get it in. And it was a good time. Like, we had a good time.
Yes, I enjoyed myself. My nutritionist, however, did not like the amount of alcohol that was consumed on that day. You know, it's really bad because I went back on Sunday to catalog how much I had. And
there was, you couldn't remember?
I mean, because drinks were, other people bought drinks. It's not like definitely. I just bought drinks. It's not like we didn't pregame. So
we definitely were handed drinks and was like, all right, so what's in it? I think at one point, I think somebody had handed me a drink and I was like, what is in this? Like after I took a sip. What is this?
I know like, at one point.
I think it's rum.
At one point I was just so drunk and I was just like, can I have the green stuff? I don't know what it is, but
oh yeah, that green tea something, which sounds super random being sober, but it was really good.
I don't know how much it cost, so I just went and bought around. Like, oh yeah, how we doing? So yeah. The pictures turned out nice though. So
oh, you saw them?
Yeah, remember I posted them in the group chat. Oh, you're talking about the other pictures.
Oh, those. I was like, what?
No, I'm talking about the grits and biscuits.
Oh,
pictures.
Yes. We look definitely look cute.
Yeah. But last time we posted our venture out to grits and biscuits on our podcast Instagram, we lost followers. So this time we just didn't post anything.
Like, it's like, oh, wait a minute. They real ratchet, right? I didn't know what I was getting into. So we'll just fill you in on the podcast and let you know how it went. It was a good time. Apparently, we're too much for you guys and live and live in color.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, maybe next year. Or maybe not. So I guess that was it for the weekend. I guess the other part we're not talking about. Okay, so we are on the real episode 27. We took a break, not intentionally.
Definitely not. We had a whole ass episode that was recorded last week, but the audio was
basura.
Yeah. Decided to go and suck dick at the last minute.
So absolute trash. So we care more about our listeners than to put out that trash. So we just had to take a break due to technical difficulties, and hopefully this week we'll get it right. If not, well, damn it, it's going to be two week break.
No, but
we're going to knock on wood. I know, right? But we're back on the real episode 27 this week, since we are kind of nearing the last couple of days in February, aka Black History Month. We figured we'd do a little episode about Black History Month and some facts. You know, growing up, we get the same stuff told to us in school about Black History Month. It's like, hey,
Martin Luther King
and slavery, and hey, you know about Rosa George Parks. Washington Carver and them peanuts, buddy. Thurgood Marshall.
That's it.
Like, it's like the same stuff since we were little. So we just figured to kind of spice it up, just like to give you guys a little bit of Black History Month that some of you woke folks probably already know, and some people like me didn't know.
And just to show y'all that, you know, we ain't right y'all all the time or whatever.
I mean, we can be serious for 5 seconds.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So I guess how you want to start? Like, I got some stuff that, you know, was new to me.
So what was new to you?
Oh, a lot. All right. So, where should I start? I don't know. Like, let me look. All right. So, apparently, since we were, how about we start with Martin Luther King, since we were talking about, like, that's, like, you know,
right,
stuff that we're always told. But what I didn't know about his speech, that I Have a Dream speech, they actually freestyled the most famous parts of that speech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently, like, he, which is still crazy to me that he worked on the speech the night before the march. Like, that's crazy to me, even that he just started working on it the night before. But, like, apparently, like, he had, like, more political stuff in there. And he actually didn't talk anything about any type of dream or him having no type of dream at all when he was writing his speech the night before.
Mm.
But they said, you know, during his speech, you know, I guess he was just starting to speak from his heart or whatever. And he turned it into more of a sermon versus, like, you know, like a speech. And in the actual recording, the video recording of it, you can see him pushing his notes to the side on the podium, where he was like, all right, you know what,
I'm in this bitch.
Let me give you the real deal, Holyfield. And they say, actually, which we weren't there, so we don't know how true this is, but they said on stage near Dr. Martin Luther King was the singer Mahalia Jackson. And they said during his speech, he kept saying, tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream. So we don't know if he actually heard him. Was like, all right, Mahalia, damn. All right. Y'all, she want y'all to know about the dream. But if he did hear her, then shout out to Mahalia for the inspiration and making him, you know, just go off the type of the dome, pause, and just making a speech that probably was already going to be epic, even more epic. So that's one thing.
Well, fun fact for mm-hmm. the listeners, that speech was given on the greatest day, August 28th, and that is the day that Shay was born. And I love to throw that out there because I don't think anything else interesting happened on that day, but you know, on that
but
day.
I just want to say that it wasn't the actual day,
you
that
don't know
year.
That. Oh, that year. I thought he didn't have the dream that day, and I, because I've argued point too.
No, like, I'm not being a
you
hater.
You don't know. He could have had that dream at 2 a.m. Don't come for him.
I'm definitely not being a hater. I'm just telling the listeners that, because you said on that day, I just want you to know that Shay is not that old. Like, her, she wasn't born on the day
1963.
Yeah.
No.
That's funny. Let's see. What else?
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's alternate. How about we alternate?
Yeah. So I did know about this, but I wanted to bring it up because I will be talking about colorism later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But so everybody talks about Rosa Parks, mm-hmm. you know, refusing to give up her seat and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But there was actually a young girl, like 15 years old, named Claudette Colvin.
Mm-hmm.
Who had did the same thing like 9 months before. And the reason why I bring up colorism is because when I first heard this story, it was actually on a Facebook post, and it was basically a We Hate Light Skin Girls post. It was like, at first I was like reading the thread because I was like, you know, colorism, I'm always trying to be sensitive to everything. So I'm like, let me hear people's perspectives or whatever it is, but then it just turned into something else. And somebody was like, you know, colorism, it runs so deep because the civil rights movement, you know, they pushed Rosa Parks because she was a, like, because she was light skin, basically, you know, and that's why they didn't use the other person. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I read.
So, you said her name was Claudette
Colvin.
So she was darker skin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she, you know, she refused to get up. She went to jail. She was one of four women who challenged segregation in court and all that other stuff. But even on the website, when I was looking it up again, mm-hmm. it says NAACP, they felt like, you know, Rosa Parks looked more the part.
So they wanted her to be the face of the civil rights, I guess a boycott.
Yeah. But I'm just like, okay. Here I don't know.
I just hope that's not true.
I hope not either, because it just takes away from, like,
everything that they was working to
do. You know what I mean? So, your turn.
Okay. So, I went to HBCU. So, I was looking up what was the first HBCU. For those who don't know, it's Historically Black College and University. So, if on the surface you're looking, a lot of people are saying that Cheney University of Pennsylvania is actually the first HBCU. But I saw in an article after doing a little bit of digging that they were founded in 1837. So, they were... started or founded first, but they didn't start issuing degrees until 1914. Their actual rivals, that is also in Pennsylvania, Lincoln University, they were founded in 1854, but off the rip was a charter as a higher education institute. So it's crazy because both of them are in Pennsylvania and they're rivals, and they say like their little games against each other is pretty lit because both of them are arguing like, nah, I'm the first Black HBCU. No, I'm the first Black HBCU. That's what, kind of like the, you know, the whole HU rivalry, but who was the mm-hmm. first actual HBCU? And, you know, if you're just going on when the heck it was built and was established, then of course it would go to Cheney. If you're talking about when they actually became a college or university, then it would be Lincoln. But, you know, either way, both of them are still, you know, from what I am reading, good institutions and have done a lot of good things for their communities in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, just I thought that was a nice little tidbit as a HBCU grad. Yeah, dig.
So, this one is not a big... I only brought it up... Okay. So, for the listeners, Dice likes her toilet paper roll to go in a certain direction.
You're such a hater.
I'm not. I just, you know, this is Black History Month and we Black. So I'm letting them know some facts about you. So I was actually just looking at like a list of inventors that maybe we didn't know who invented what. Mm-hmm. So Mary and Mildred Davidson, mm-hmm. they invented a sanitary belt, a moisture resistant pocket for the belt, and they went on to invent the walker and the toilet tissue holder. Now, when I read toilet tissue holder, I assumed that it was what we put the roll of tissue on. Like right. I said, that made me think of you because we have had more than one discussion about the direction of the roll.
Yeah.
And you know, this is how I know I'm not petty anymore, because I don't switch your toilet paper in your house. Although I could. And like the other day when I was over there, I actually had to change a roll and I put it on the way that you would like.
I appreciate you for that.
Even though.
Because there's been times where I go in my bathroom, I was like, what heathen would ever, would ever put this toilet paper like this in my home?
Although the original sketch... the toilet paper is going in the opposite direction. No. I'm just saying.
They messed up.
Okay. The people that messed it. Sure. Sure thing.
Look, I do what works for me. When I bought it, there were no instructions. So all these years, my parents did it that way growing up. And look, that's just how I learned. And that's what we're going to do when I was in school. That's how the role is put in public. So look.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, seats.
Okay. Well, the next time you go into some public bathroom, start taking some pictures and compile your evidence, and we'll convene.
Okay. And
go on it. So they invented the actual toilet paper roll. That's not roll, but a holder. That's lit.
That's what it says.
They was tired of putting their damn toilet paper on the ground or the back of the toilet. They was like, look, I need to get this up off the ground. It's not sanitary. I'm with it.
I mean, I was about to say.
Which is about to say?
Nope, deliverance. Nope, aren't your you turn. Good.
Fine. Let's see. My next one is okay. So this kind of ties into white privilege. So the cartoon Betty Boop.
Yes, I was gonna bring that up.
Yes. So the cartoon character Betty Boop, which I'm not sure, I might be dating myself, but I remember who Betty Boop is. If you don't, just go Google it, because I don't know how to explain it to you. But basically, she was inspired by a black jazz singer in Harlem. The cartoonist who drew or created Betty Boop, Max, can't pronounce his last name, in 1930, created Betty Boop, and she was the first and most famous sex symbol that was in animation. And this inspiration came from, like I said, a black jazz singer whose name was Esther Jones, who her stage name was Baby Esther. And mm-hmm. she would perform Honey at the Cotton Club back in the 1920s, honey. Yes. The Cotton Club, baby. But, you know, she was known for using, like, in her songs, like different type of boops and like childlike noises and scats and stuff. And then later on, here comes Helen, honey. Helen, I can't pronounce her last name either, but she was a white singer who went to go see Esther, honey.
And all of a sudden,
she is a booping and a scatting, sounding just like
Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande.
And the was list out here. But then not only did you take her style, because it's not like we haven't seen that in black history and a lot of things, but honey child, Helen goes to sue the cartoonist Max, talking about, hey, you done ripped me off because you done took my style, how I sang. And I actually Googled what the lady Helen looks like, and I'm not going to even front, she kind of resembles in the face Betty Boop. But my G, the court said, get the fuck out of here, because you did not have any type of exclusive rights to booping. And we actually got video of baby Esther doing it way before you even got to singing. So nice try. But I just thought it was real funny. Like, not only am I going to take your style, but I'm about to sue these people and be like, oh, nah, you taking my stuff that you took from somebody else. But yeah.
So I also knew about this because my grandfather was born in 1920. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when Betty Boop was, like, popular, that's when I guess he was growing up. And so when I was little, we used to watch Betty Boop together. And so, like, because I'm an adult now, I'm better. But, like, as a teenager, child, I had a lot of Betty Boop stuff. And, like, now I only have, like, I think I have 2 pair of pajama pants. I think that's it. And I have a shirt still. But then, like, I had all these Betty Boop cartoons on VHS. And then I got them on DVD. But now that DVDs are not a thing, I don't know where the hell I'm supposed to find Betty Boop. Like, so.
Hulu be having random shows.
Yeah, but they don't have. I had a lot of Betty Boop, like, DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew about
better get you one of them little converter joints that you can play them joints on if you still got
so them. When I heard about this story and they were saying like baby Esther is the one that inspired Betty Boop, you know Dwight and them came out to defend Heather or Helen or whatever the hell her name is, and Helen. Everybody was like, I mean, timelines, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Receipt. The court, my G, had the receipts and was like, no, ma'am. And this is definitely in a time where I'm sure they wanted to give it to the black person. I mean, to the white person. But it was like, ma'am, like, I can't do this.
Like, there's actual receipts on this. Like, I know that y'all like to claim everything, but this is just, it's just not one of those. And so it made me love Baby Moon even more, because
we about to give Helen, how you say her name? Canela? Canela?
She getting the Lari.
We about to give Helen Canela the Lari Sauce Award, because look, I just don't understand. For Black History Month, that you getting it so far. You are in the running for this episode of Who Getting an Award, because how you take somebody else's style and then try to literally, like, I'm suing because y'all taking my style. Whose style, baby? Like, you wasn't booping and a bopping, honey. That wasn't you. Child. But nice try.
I'm trying to be really, 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 really nice. So, I'm on a different. Mm-hmm. I'm on another path, you know.
Oh, bless you. You got another fun fact.
Yes, so because of what I do professionally, this one caught my attention. Mm-hmm. So there's a lady by the name of Marie Van Britten Brown. She's an inventor, mm-hmm. and she invented basically like a security system. It consisted of peepholes, camera, monitors, and a two-way microphone. The finishing touch was that when you press this button, it would immediately contact the police. And so her patent laid the groundwork for closed circuit television systems. So, you know, when you go in your home and you press your little buttons for ADT, you need to put some respect on Marie's motherfucking name.
Oh, okay. She keeping y'all motherfuckers
it's
safe.
It's a couple of people, like, I was just looking at inventor's name. Like, it's, a gentleman named Otis Boykin. He had like 26 mm-hmm. patents in his name, and he's famous for like the development of IBM computers, a burglar proof cash register, certain air filters. Oh, wow. Like,
it's wild. It's so many black inventors that invented stuff that later on, maybe like white corporations
built
or bigger corporations
or something like that.
To use it as a stepping stone to do stuff. But of course, you know, we ain't getting no credit for it. They, you know, they're like, oh yeah, we invented this. Like, oh well, if it wasn't for this thing, you would never got to the platform to make your invention. Or maybe you would have. It would just been later on after you figured it the fuck out. But yeah.
One that I found out just a couple of years ago was the dude Lonnie Johnson. Actually, I think that one of our friends posted about it. He created the Super Soaker.
Oh, yeah. That? I think I did see that.
I literally just found that out like 2 or 3 years ago, though.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that it was created. No,
all that fun that I was having.
Caking.
Because of one of us. Look, who knew?
I never knew. Let me see. Do you know what the first all black reality TV show was?
It wasn't Flavor of Love. Because I was going to bring up Flavor of Love for Black History Month facts, because I'm funny.
That's cool, because let me tell you something, New York is litty. So, yes.
But no, I don't know. What was it?
College Hill.
That came out before Flavor of Love?
It was the first all black.
Yeah,
because Flavor of Love had, you know, others.
I did. Shebeckies and whatnot.
College Hill was lit. And the first cartoon with the all-black cast was by Bill Cosby, Fat Albert, and the Cosby Kids. I used to watch that.
So that one, it scared me for some reason. Fat Albert scared me.
Was it like the voices? I don't know. Or like the way the cartoon was drawn? Because they were like, you know, they were.
It was something like with their eyes that it just used to creep me out. I just didn't fuck with that joint. Like,
he was like, nah, you can keep
and
that.
And I loved Bill Cosby at the time, but.
Right. But she was like,
yeah, no, that I just could never. I was always just like, that's not for me.
Right.
Oh, I never know. I was going to bring up Flavor of Love because, you know, we have to take the good and the bad. And I know some people talk about how reality TV is not good for the black community, but I have gone back
They put a lot of money in some people's pockets, yeah. though. I'll tell you that.
I've gone back to rewatch the first two seasons of Flavor of Love, and let me tell you, it has held up well. You will still get a fucking cackle, okay?
Hell yeah. So when that white girl spit on New York, dog. Honey.
I would like to also, since we're talking about TV, you know, there are certain shows that I watched in the 90s, like Rugrats. I would like to give a shout out to mm-hmm. Susie Carmichael, because them babies were bad as fuck. And Susie Carmichael mm-hmm. was the only one who had some motherfucking sense. Whenever them babies started going on excursions and whatnot, she rarely ever went with them. She would be in the cut.
She's like, nah, y'all tripping.
And she always was not here for Angelica shit. She was always there yeah. to check her. So I just need to, right. you know.
Shout out to you,
Susie.
Y'all black excellence. Speaking of black excellence, I'm going to move into my next person of black history, Beyonce. So, <I'm sorry. laughs> the queen has actually been the first black person to do a lot of things. So, all you Beyonce haters, hold on to your freaking lace fronts, okay? She was the first black woman to headline Coachella back in 2018.
Not back in 2018. Female. That was last year, girl.
Let me live. But that should be saying a lot, because Coachella been around for a grip, and you had the first black woman headliner just right. last year. Like, y'all need to get it together. The first black female recording artist to cover Vogue's prestigious September issue. Mm-hmm. She was also the first black entertainer to cover Sports Illustrated, and only the second black woman all the way around after Tyra Banks, because Tyra Banks was the first black woman to be on Sports Illustrated. Across the board. And she was the first black woman to win the or to receive the ASCAP's Pop Songwriter of the Year award. So black excellence, and she has a place in my black history. So black excellence, Beyonce and this bitch. Just had to throw that out there.
I was going to mention a first, because I need to put things in perspective for people. There is Dr. Shirley Jackson, an American mm-hmm. physicist who received her PhD in nuclear physics in 1973. She's the first African American woman to do so. 1973 was what? How many years ago? 30, not even 50.
Right.
So I'll just be having to put things in perspective for people, because, you know, y'all be out here acting like black people just have, like, you know, I hear all the time how black people have the same opportunities as white people, but we literally just got them. So right. what the fuck?
Got them 2 seconds yeah. ago. Let us get our bearings, like, please.
At this point, I'm not gonna say everybody, but there was a movie made. So most of the time when movies are made, people, you know, tend to know more, I guess, because they don't read books. But anywho, there's a movie that came out like 2 or 3 years ago called Loving, which is about the basically the legalization of interracial marriages. That just happened in 67. So that was only 52 years ago. So before then, it was illegal to marry, you know, have interracial marriage. That law went into place in like 1866, and it did not get banned until 1967. So when people are just like acting like we just have the same and everything is equal, right. it's fucking not. It's
not. It literally was just put into law,
like,
around the corner, and I'm sure y'all wasn't enforcing that shit right when it came out.
I'm just saying, like, perspective, people, do your maths with an S,
your maths,
and figure the fuck out. Jesus, y'all get on my nerves. Can I just say? Mm-hmm. This Black History Month this year has actually been super trash.
That's because, look,
we had a whole our episode last week,
a whole was really episode lit. Literally, we was like giving you guys a whole little catch up, because the week before we were out, or not really gone,
it was a pre-recorded episode.
So it was like, okay, this is our joint coming back, and we was wrapping up all the fuck shit that happened in the couple of weeks since we had recorded live. So yeah, I mean, maybe we'll talk about it like briefly, I guess, because there's been some developments, I guess.
The black people have been fucking up in the month of February, and on that note, I'm gonna just pour me some wine. Is it my turn or your turn? Because I've just been talking.
I don't know. No, you're good. Mine was like a little short one. In 1980, Robert and Sheila Johnson founded BET, which is the first network catered to Black people. I didn't know this part. Initially, it started out as a 2-hour-a-week segment on Nickelodeon.
I didn't know that.
I definitely didn't know that. And of course, we all know, as we can tell by looking at it, they no longer own BET, but they are both cited as the first Black male and female billionaires. So they got paid, honey, I guess, whoever they sold BET to. Well, they must have paid nice, and look at BET now. It's like they got a couple of Black people on their staff, so they're trying to come back, but woo, it's rough. It ain't like it used to be.
So I was talking to somebody about this one fact that I found out, and I was judged because I didn't know it. Josephine Baker, she was like a performer. She's an iconic performer, let me say. She was a spy for the French during World War II. Did you know that?
I didn't know that shit. No, I definitely didn't know that shit either. What?
He said it like I was just fucking stupid. But basically, she left the U.S. because this country is racist as fuck. Not was, is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she renounced her U.S. citizenship. And she basically was like, what up? You know, I'm for y'all. And became a spy.
Right. I know that's all right.
Oh, don't say that.
I mean, I know that. I didn't mean it.
No.
I'm just saying, like, I didn't know that. Let me clean that shit up. Niggas got livelihoods.
25 of that joint. Any activities to overthrow?
Like, no. I was just talking shit, y'all. All right, next, let's move along quickly. So everybody knows Florida Evans, aka Esther Rowe, but Esther Rowe, aka Florida Evans. Right. Damn. I didn't know that she actually she went to Yale University.
I didn't know that.
No clue, but she became the first woman to receive the NAACP Chairman's Civil Rights Leadership Award for helping raise the image of Blacks. So, did not know honey was went to Yale. I definitely didn't know that.
That's cool. What people should know is, you know, over 12 million Africans were shipped over here during the slave trade business, but only like 380,000 of us fucking made it, you know.
That's because of them trash ass conditions.
I mean, facts, but that means that y'all should really be putting some respect on our name because we fucking made it and we out here and y'all mad.
Living our best life.
So, suck my nuts.
And then from them couple of people that made it in 2009, Barack Obama became the first Black president in U.S. history. We miss you. If you listen, come back, please. Help. help me, please.
Yo, that nigga be looking like he is living his fucking life. Him and Let me Michelle, tell you something. Oh, they look mad happy now that they're not in the White House.
Let me tell you something. Brock's skin yes, be glowing, my G. Like, he be looking like he be younger. Getting facials. Drink the... Look, because the world is not stressing him out. Literally, the world was stressing him out. And, like, he said, look, all I gotta worry about these two damn kids, this dog and Michelle. Well, like, I can handle that. Like, my man's had on the little black bomber 44 with the 44 sleeve.
I said, okay.
I said, he cool as I don't know what.
No, when Michelle came out on... I forgot what it was, but she had them glittery fucking knee-high boots on.
Look,
I said, oh, this bitch is showing out.
Look, she said, I ain't the first lady
I
no
can
more.
Show my shoulders, my knees, my everything.
Child, look, have on the form fit, got the yams out. Look, I'm doing this. This is what man. It is.
Mm-mm.
Child.
You got a lot more?
In this thing. No, not really. On some fat stuff, George Crumb was who was a Black man, invented the potato chip. And I love potato chips.
So we're going to move into... we're going to give a fact while tying into something current because... no, ma'am. So
I'm just saying I like potato chips. Shout out to him.
This has been floating around. This is another one that I knew, but because the Oscars were this past weekend, I've seen a lot of people shouting out Hattie McDaniel. She's the first African-American to win an Oscar. However, she was not allowed to attend. Oh, I'm sorry. She won the Oscar for Gone with the Wind. And she was not allowed to attend the national premiere. Not only that, but when she won the Oscar, it's not like it was, she got the award like in the back. You know what I mean?
But like, yeah, you come to the back and we give it to you in the box.
Right. So, you know, that's why this past weekend, when the Knicks were showing out, people
was in this bitch.
You got Ruth E. Carter, who is the first Black woman to win an Oscar for costume design on none other than Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. You have Mahershala Ali. He is a two-time Academy Award winner. He won his this Oscar was for a movie called Green Book, which I heard is not for me. But congrats anyway. Then we got my bitch Regina King. And yes, you know, ma'am. We know her from hood classics like Poetic Justice, Boys in the Hood. Things so to see her get Oscar. Yes, not only ma'am. That, but she really is a good actress.
She done played so many different type of roles.
Yes. There's Peter Ramsey. He is the first Black director to ever win an Oscar for Best Animated Feature, and it was for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is the blackest Spider-Man you're going to ever get. And then my man, Spike Lee.
Yes,
he won his first Oscar for Black Klansman.
It's so crazy to me that was his first Oscar with all these daggone
like Malcolm X, but...
Right, look, see how they do us, but you know, I'm just loving that Samuel L. Jackson was the one who was announced the winner. Like, I was here for all of that because they both went to Morehouse, and like, he just literally was like so hyped for him. Like, the way he announced it, Spike Lee jumped up on him. Like, I follow Spike Lee on Instagram, and he was posting, he was like, the day after, like, he's sitting on the balcony with his Oscar, like, how you doing? Like, I was just here for all of that.
You know, the haters had to come out. The no tips.
What they was talking about?
You know, I don't know why we need the validation of the man. Spike Lee should need that. He been in the game. I expected better than him. And my thing with Spike Lee was like, listen, Spike Lee has always said what he wanted and done what he done what he wanted to do. So for him to win an Oscar, he won it on his own terms. And you can't be mad at that.
He didn't have to conform and go into like the parameters of what can win your Oscar. He continued to do what he wanted to do the way he's always done it. So yeah, I get it. Like
I was just like, y'all just mad, like all the time. Why are you so angry?
But they find something to dispute.
You know, I just want to put out there that of the four or five people that I listed, two or three of them were the first of their category.
In that category. Like, wow.
So again, we created equal, but
we still
doing a lot of catch up out here in 2019.
Exactly.
Y'all get on my nerves. I'm sorry. I just be getting so upset sometimes. That's all I got, boo.
All right, well, that's all I got as far as fun, interesting facts that aren't in our history books and taught by our teachers. If you want, we can kind of, I guess, like some of the stuff, I guess, is still pertinent this week that we were going to talk about last week, like as far as tea and stuff that was going on. Unless you
Jesse wanna, is fucking up Black History Month. What the fuck is going on, y'all?
Look. I'm on tap dancing around like, if you want to, we can
stop. Every day I'm pulled in a different direction. I don't know who to believe anymore. And at this point, I'm shutting the fuck up because every day is something new.
Every day. It's like 1 minute. I'm like, nah, like we praying for you. I can't believe that happened to you. The next minute, I'm like, oh, you lying ass nigga. And the next minute, I'm like, well, I don't know because they saying blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So like you said, I'm going to be quiet with a side eye for the results, because look, it ain't looking too hot with what's being put out in the media. But as we always know, you can't always take what's put out in the media. So I'm just going to wait for the final word.
And that's kind of what we said last week. But I feel like last week, I know for me, I kind of was leaning on the side of like, oh, I think this nigga's lying, and that's not a good thing for the Black Watergate community. But since then, more things have come out. So now I'm really at the point where it's just like, I just don't fucking know. I don't care. Right. And I'm not even looking for the information anymore, because whatever it is going to all come out at some point. But I just can't comment on it anymore.
This roller coaster. Yeah. I just let me fast forward and let me know what happened at the end.
Yes.
Like, because look, this is,
it's legit been
out.
A month of fuck shit.
No.
Like the check, like, oh, he wrote him a personal check. But then when you saw the personal check,
it could have been for the personal training stuff, because it wasn't here like a personal trainer for him,
that
right?
Came out way before anybody was even talking about him lying. They were saying that, mm-hmm, one of the brothers was a personal trainer. So, you know, him writing a check out isn't unusual. But then, right, somebody else is saying, well, there are other things that point to him lying, like text messages and videos and stuff like that. So I'm just like, all right, well, I don't know.
So has he been charged yet? Because I feel like I saw something that said he was charged, or like there was a mugshot. Like...
Well, he definitely has a mugshot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jesus. All right. Well, look, let me know what happened.
You let me know, because I'm not fucking
Listeners, y'all let us know, because look, it's stressing me
Can
out.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this whole thing has made me really conflicted. Because, uh-oh, remember when, not Mr. Duncan, what did we call him?
Coffee,
yes. So Coffee had asked us in a group chat, if you don't believe a victim, you know, off top, then you can't be supportive of Me Too or something, like hashtag Me Too, that movement. Remember he said something.
I remember
like
that conversation. I remember that conversation, but I don't know exactly how he said it, but I remember that whole thing.
I can't remember how he said it, but basically, in this little group on Facebook, someone came out. She was like, see, I told y'all Jesse was lying. I knew it from the beginning. Like, the shit just don't sound right. Da 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 da. And so, like, even with all this stuff that has come out, people were going in on her, like, that's fucked up. That's what's wrong with everybody. Y'all just don't believe anybody. Like, you're supposed to believe a victim first. And da da da. And it just, I just don't know. Because on one hand, it's like, there are always going to be some instances where something may have happened to somebody, mm-hmm, and there's no proof.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
but that doesn't negate the fact that it happened.
So I don't know, like, when do you believe something off top? You know what I mean? Or when...
that's rough, because it's like, it's hard, because it's like, I don't know. Like, you don't want to just, it's like, you want to be like, all right, the victim say that this happened, so let's rock with this. Innocent until proven guilty, is if that's what you want to go by, even though our own law system doesn't always go by that. But you want to go by that, but it's kind of tainted us with believing victims off the rip, because there's so many people out here with false claims, not necessarily saying we don't believe victims, but it make you kind of sigh out, or give you like the little eyebrow, like, all right, it's like, you don't want to be like, where's your proof? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, it's like one of those like gray areas, like, I don't know. You want to say that they are innocent until proven guilty, they wouldn't be lying, that they would tell the truth, and if they're claiming to be a victim, then we need to believe that, unless we find some type of proof that they're not.
Well, because, you know, okay, like,
you're battling with how to say it.
Well, here's, like, I found the little post. What I was saying was, like, you know, from the beginning, I believe Jesse, because honestly, the story is just like, I just wouldn't believe that he would make something up. like that. On the other hand, Chicago police, they be on some fuck shit. So I can't really take their word 100% either. But at the very least, I can say that I'm uncertain. But when I first heard the story, I was going hard and looking at everybody that doubted him like, this isn't, y'all just don't believe him because he's gay. Because, and I'm going to get into, oh, y'all fucking fragile masculinity came out this week, nigga. But because, you know, in most cases, people to just tend not to pay attention to like those kinds of things and they write them off or whatever, whatever. So my thing is like, I feel bad now that I basically was just like, oh, this nigga's trash for not believing Jesse, or oh, this nigga's trash. And, you know, canceling people, quotation, quotation. So my thing is like, are there people who didn't believe Jesse because of purely his sexuality? I'm sure. But like, you can't honestly sit here and say that after hearing everything about this story, that you're not the least bit uncertain. And it doesn't make sense to call somebody trash, or what I heard was like, you're homophobic, which is, I mean, what I basically was saying to people, like, that's not fair either. And so there has to be some kind of like, some middle ground. Like, everybody ain't homophobic. Everybody ain't just like, fuck the gays, you know?
Right.
Some people are just like, the story just don't really sound right.
It just don't, it's not adding up. All of this stuff that's coming out, it's just, it's a little sketchy. Just need more details.
And so, like, on one hand, I want to ride. I want to ride with the victim, what I perceive the victims to be. But what if they ain't the victim? Then I'm out here backpedaling.
Looking crazy with power in our face.
Exactly.
But I feel like we shouldn't, I mean, we shouldn't be like, oh, damn, like, now I feel stupid because a person was lying. Like, it ain't our fault. It's like, it's not like we knew that they was lying and we was rocking with them. Like, damn, you got caught. So, all right, I'm looking stupid. Like, you want to believe that a victim is actually a victim. You know what I mean? So, I wouldn't be backpedaling him, because if it come out that he was welling, I'm going to be like, fuck that nigga. Like, I ain't backpedaling. Like, I really was rooting for you, and I really thought that this was something that happened to you, because it's something that definitely could and has been happening in this day, you know, in this time. So I want to be there for you and, you know, ride for you. But if you was lying, you a fuck nigga. Like, you canceled. Oh, I don't know if we canceled them.
For me personally,
cancel them
for
what?
I was gonna say, I can't cancel them from anything, because I don't fucking watch Empire. So
yeah, I stopped after the second.
I watched after the first, and the first was a stretch. I was just trying to support it because it was black. So that was just too much cooning for me. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't cancel him per se, but I definitely wouldn't, like, I wouldn't want to see him in anything else. That's just me personally.
Because
he would be affect, like, Donald Trump and them have been having a field day with this shit.
You already know he was waiting, Margie. He was waiting with his probably 2008 BlackBerry.
Yes.
ready to tweet, like, please, I hope he's telling a lie. He was like, what about blah, blah, blah? Like, please, leave me alone. But it's like, what can you say? Because, like, if he is lying, you then gave these folks the daggone ammunition.
And now, anytime another story comes out,
it's gonna be like, oh, they could be lying just like
Jesse.
And
it's not even
like,
just the gays; it's also the blacks.
So it's like
it's fucked up. And at this point, I just think for me moving forward, I'm just gonna shut the fuck up until I got all the details.
Right.
And you know, one of the things that was said in the beginning of all this was like, black men's silence. It's damaging. But it's like,
they ain't out here looking crazy.
They're not out here looking crazy, but the black men that came out and from the jump was like, this shit don't sound right. They got called homophobic for saying it. So it's like, you can't question stuff. You can't be silent. It's like everybody,
you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
But you can't, I feel like people are hypocrites with that, because you're sitting here and you're saying, well, we should always believe the victim, but we don't always believe them white women, when they be saying that a whole basketball team ran a train on them or some shit, like, we've seen that. Right. We've seen that happen where someone has played mm-hmm. victim and really fucked up somebody's life, their livelihood. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you can't expect for everybody to be just outraged every time somebody screams victim, and it's horrible, but people are liars.
Mm-hmm. And yep. It's sad to say, people are they lie for attention. They lie for whatever malicious reasons. Yep.
And it's mm-hmm. just like, I can't personally be a part of that anymore. At this point, I will just have to reserve judgment until there are more facts on the table. Mm-hmm. R. Kelly ass went to jail, though.
Look, I was just about to...
Cheers to that. Even though that bitch Cheers to that. Out.
Honey, look. What? Talking about she a friend of him. So R. Kelly was, for those of you who have been under a rock, and I guess don't give a fuck. We give a fuck because we trying to get him the fuck up out of here. He actually pled not guilty to 10 felony counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He was locked up and he was actually in jail for, what was it, like 2 or 3 nights?
Because he couldn't afford it.
He couldn't afford the daggone bail, which was like 10% of the $1 million bond or something like mm-hmm. that. But honey, a lady came swooping in from the Chicago suburbs and posted that $100,000 bail for him, and said that she was a friend of R. Kelly. And honey, after he was released, this man was at McDonald's. Like, literally, as soon as he was let go, he was at McDonald's in a booth eating probably some McNuggets and signing autographs. And like, people was like, not low key, because they was all on Twitter and stuff, and they was just like, yo, this the same McDonald's
where he
used that mm-hmm. he was in preying on underage women, and here he is in the McDonald's right after getting released. Like, shouldn't this be a violation of his damn bail conditions? Like, I'm sure you ain't supposed to be around no young people, if you know what I'm saying. Like, not that I don't know. But he is pleaded not guilty. And his lawyer even says that he feels like his client will be vindicated just like he was in 2008. But honey, I don't know, because I'm hearing they got video.
Well, they...
where they can actually tell that it's an underage person.
Well, that was the thing.
In this video.
So, a lot of what people didn't understand about the first case was that he was charged with like child pornography. It wasn't was charged with like
sexual exactly. abuse or anything like that.
So they could not prove it was, because the trial got extended over and over and over and over. By the time they mm-hmm. actually had the trial, the girl that was in the video was grown. So right. it was, and the video was grainy. It was all this other shit. So they could not prove, you know, that
without a reason,
right, that the girl was underage. From my understanding, mm-hmm. there is a video where a girl is saying like, fuck my 14-year-old P, and he's right. like, yeah, I'm gonna F this 14-year-old P,
and it's people in the background saying his name.
and this is different anyway. It's not, they're not charging him with child pornography, so
right. They're like, we going to do it right this time. How about
you
that?
You know, if he gets off again.
Chicago need to get their
if
life.
If he gets off again, Jesse is telling the truth. That's all I'm saying. Chicago PD is fucking trash if that happens. So.
Look. But yeah. What else? What did we talk about last time? T.I.'s sister, who was in the car crash. Apparently she hit a pole and then had an asthma attack. When we talked about it last week, her condition was unknown, but she did pass away.
Yeah.
So that really, really sucks. But apparently she was having like a whole bunch of asthma attacks, and she was in the hospital as recent as like October. Because of her asthma attacks and her other medical conditions. So, super sad. But, yeah, I think, what else did we talk about? Boomerang, you still not here for it?
I haven't watched it since then. Okay. I think I have it recorded, but maybe not. I don't know. I want to test out Black Men again, though.
Okay, come on. Let's go back with it for Black History Month.
So, Billy Porter He's a gay black man, and he showed up to the Oscars in this banging ass tuxedo gown.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Yes.
I thought it was everything. So he's, from my understanding, he is like really well known. I will admit, I didn't know who he was until last year because he was on the recent season of American Horror Story, which is my shit. But apparently, like, he out here. He been known. So, OMG. Black men.
They was on air.
On the internet about, like, Jada Pinkett Smith. She had basically made a post and was like, you know, you look good, da 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 da. And people were just like, no, Jada, this isn't it. Because they are pushing the agenda to emasculate black men. And what happened to, you know, masculine men? And this is not right. And men shouldn't be in dresses. And da 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 da. And it just.
But he's gay, though.
Even if he wasn't gay, like, what the fuck does it matter to you? What does it matter?
They do the same thing to what's his name? EJ. Michael Johnson's son. Cause he like wears like the most lit stuff. Like he's like, yes, honey, in this gown that costs more than your home. Yeah, I'm in it. But yeah, and people go in on him as well. Like, I don't know why people are so invested on what the fuck somebody else doing and what they got on. Like, and why are you so insecure about it?
But
like
my thing is, if even so, first of all, who the fuck is they that are pushing this fucking agenda to emasculate black men? Who the fuck are they?
Yeah.
Who's on the board? Let me know. And then how the fuck does Tyrone from Southeast know about this board? Because I feel like if they were really pushing to do this, if they had a fucking agenda, then niggas and Anacostia wouldn't know. But somehow they fucking do. So that's number fucking one. Then honestly, they don't even like us enough to be having anywho. So what pisses me off the most about this is that if you did, like, people were saying it's not natural for a man to wear a dress. Well, fun fact.
In Scotland.
Fun fact. Not even Scotland. Pants are from Europe. They were introduced in the 19th century. If you're talking about African and like African men, they wore tunics and dashiki skirts and they will wear like loincloths underneath, but they didn't wear pants until like way, you know, further in history. So it's just like, who the fuck are you to say what's natural and what's not? And then like, that's my thing. Like, what is fucking natural? Because at the end of the day, heterosexuality has been at the forefront forever. It's always been the thing, heterosexuality, and it still hasn't stopped any of these motherfuckers from turning gay. So who the fuck are you to say that something is natural or not? My thing is just like, let people live, let people do what they want to do. Like, I'm hearing people, you know, I mean, that's fine if he want to wear what he want to wear, but you know, he on TV and I'm watching it with my kid and da 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 da.
So
and
what?
It's like, so is your kid going to catch the gay if he sees a man in a dress? I just don't understand what
do
that
you know
means.
What other stuff that your kid is probably watching that's going to have a worse effect? Like, is your kid watching First 48? Are they watching the news? Like, it's way more stuff that your kid that is worse that could be watching. Like, I don't get
but
that.
But I never hear gay couples with their children being like, oh, you're watching that heterosexual shit? Get that shit the fuck out of here. I don't want you to catch that straight shit. It just sounds dumb. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
No, like.
They was even going in on the other girl who wore pants. So it's like, you can't win for losing because one of the, I don't know if she was an actress. I guess it was Oscars. But anyway, she had on a pantsuit and they were just like, you know, why are you wearing a suit to the Oscars?
Bitch, because it's comfortable.
Like, because she basically was like, it feels more like me. Like, I'm not a gown type of bitch and I'm going to wear these fucking, this pantsuit. It's just like, everybody got something to say about something. Like, worry about your affairs. Why? Are you at the Oscars?
It was mad dudes at the Oscars and y'all spent all y'all attention on the gay one. So, you know, sips tea. But I don't get it because, I mean, nobody talked about, and I saw, like, Why are we not talking about the dude who plays Black Panther suit? Because it looked a mess. Let's get into it. But y'all focus on Billy Porter and his gown. And I don't care what y'all say. That motherfucker was, thank you. Y'all some fucking haters. Let me say something.
That joint was everything.
So, that's all I got.
I don't think I had anything else happen this week. I don't think so.
How did I forget?
What?
Black History Month. Jordan Woods. Jordan Woods. Actually, I'm not. Let me not. I was going to say Jordan Woods redeemed Black History Month by fucking that girl's baby daddy, but no. That's actually not a good thing. I don't relish in anyone being cheated on.
I'm gonna say that joint was trash. Like,
did you see that she's supposed to be on Red Table Talk?
Look, I will be in attendance.
So a lot of jokes have been thrown. Okay, for people in a ditch, Khloe Kardashian is dating Tristan Thompson. They have a kid together, and Tristan Thompson reportedly, allegedly, was seen kissing Kylie.
Yeah, because he threw a party. Yeah. And they, like, basically they went out on the town. Not just them two, but, like, he had a whole bunch of people around him. They was at the club. And then they end up having, like, a get-together at his place where it was not just them, but it was other people. But Jordan was in attendance. And it's reported that they were canoodling and she spent the night until way early the next day. Yeah.
Well, she's Kylie Jenner's, which is Khloe Kardashian's sister's best friend. So people were making all these jokes about, you know, how is Jordan going to, like, basically survive? Because I guess Kylie, they assume that Kylie has been sponsoring her life. But Jordan Woods comes from money. Like, they met.
Yeah, they met because they all lived out
right,
in that
area. Jordan,
they weren't hanging with no bro,
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are, like, her godparents or something like that.
Now that I didn't know.
Yeah, like, so, like, she's been out there, you know what I'm saying? So
right, but the memes were funny, though. They was like, dog, as soon as this scandal happened, like, all her bundles was gone. Like, she had, like, a little appearance for something, one of her businesses, and she definitely had the natural hair out, and everybody's like, damn. Not only did Kylie take the makeup line, she took her bundles too. I was like, oh no.
Now the memes were funny, but it was just like, dog, she
already
has
got money.
Or
at least she comes from money. So even if she doesn't have, her family doesn't. But I'm sure if she was smart, she was stacking. So
yeah, she's gonna be on Red Table Talk. I cannot wait.
I will be in attendance.
Never care about anything Kardashian related, but because this has been such a thing, I'm just like, okay. I'm going to tune in.
And see, I do follow them. Like, I've been watching the Kardashians for years, like, the show and stuff. So, when this happened, I was like, bitch, honey, what?
But, yeah,
like we said last joint, I'm sure Black China is sipping tea life.
No, fuck yes. Black China. Because, see, Black China was supposed, I was rooting for Black China.
She messed it all up.
And she was so close. So close,
but no cigar.
And
now she out here messing with preteens.
Did you see the whole? Let me put a pin on Black China. What I saw today, though, was that Khloe Kardashian posted, like, a picture, and dude liked it, but she she blocked. Like, well, not black, but she's, you know, people are weirdos. They go and they look at people's friends lists or whatever. And so people have been looking at all of the Kardashians' friends list and noticed that they're no longer friends with Jordan. But she's still friends with Tristan Thompson. And so people were like, well, I mean, that is her daughter's father. And I was like, I'm not friends with my baby daddy and I haven't been since he broke up. So, like, what does that have to do with anything? So that made me think about, like, why do women tend to
take it out on the man? But then we also got to think, like, were they ever friends on Instagram? How do we know?
Who, Jordan and Khloe?
Yeah.
No.
Like, was she really unfollowed?
No, they were, like, friends on there because the day before everything happened, Khloe Kardashian had commented on one of her pictures. I believe that they were friends on Instagram. I mean, she was Kylie's best friend.
No, I get it. I would probably unfriend the bitch too. But I get it. But yeah,
I get unfriending her, but I would be unfriending him too.
Why is Tristan? Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Neither one of them would have access to like that portion of my life. Like if me and him have to co-parent, then we can co-parent.
You could just text me, but you're not about to see what I'm doing on social media. You can Google it, but you ain't gonna be a friend of mine.
Yeah, it just seems.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like even not, and not just her, but even the energy on the internet, like all the jokes and the memes and stuff, they're directed to the girl. But I haven't seen.
But I feel like she dumb for taking him back anyway. Like off the first go round, like when he showed his trashness. I mean, I get it. That's your child's father, and y'all trying to make it work and all this other stuff. But like. He didn't give a fuck about you that you was all the way to fuck pregnant, my G, and he was out in these streets. So
see, I didn't feel no kind of way because that's karma. I told you he left his original Jordan for Chloe because his first baby mama name is Jordan.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like he really hasn't changed who he is. Like, I mean, like I don't know. My nigga's been trash from the rip, so it's like
I just want women to do better. You can be mad at these bitches, but you need to be mad at these dudes too.
Yeah,
same energy.
A cheat is a cheat on both ends.
And I think maybe it's more of a. I don't know. Some people were saying it's more of a betrayal because the girl had been in their lives for so long. But I'm like,
and seeing everything that was going on. I guess
I get that, but you got a whole ass baby by this man. Like,
right? Both of them was dead ass wrong. Like, I feel like both of y'all are fucked up. Like. I'm not trying to say one is innocent or not. Both of y'all was trash for that. Like, you already made her look stupid once, and then here you are again, and then here you are being the best friend. Like, both of y'all are trash. Like, I just can't wait to see what she got to say, because I know Jada better not let me down and ask these goddamn questions, because why else would she be on Red Table Talk right now? Like, we don't want to hear about nothing else about this unless it's about this scandal.
I think she's going to have the kid gloves on if she really is her godmom, because, I mean, you know.
But then why even bring her on there? Like, I would think, like, at this time, like, it's not like she brought Jordan on, like, you know, last year or whatever. It's like right in the midst of this daggone scandal now, all of a sudden you doing Red Table Talk. You're coming on there to either clear your name or explain yourself. So, girl, she better talk about it or it's going to be some angry niggas in the comments and I'm going to be one of them. I'm like, boo!
Fuck off the stage.
Right.
I'm going to pick that pin back up for Blac Chyna.
Black China.
Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy and Black China. Last week we were going to talk about that, and then less than a week they're broken up. And not only that, but he was like, I was just trying to see, you know, what that box was hitting on. And
I
just want Black China to do better. Like, she's
really letting people, these rappers, run in and out of her. Really, literally.
Like, and maybe she's fine with it, but it just seems like such a bad look. On the outside looking in. Like, if she really is, she's living her best life and she doesn't mind, then that's one thing. But, like, from where I'm looking, like...
She's trying to be in relationships with all these joints.
And like, every time they leave her, they disrespect her. Every last one of them.
Every time.
It just couldn't be me.
Nope.
It could not. I just wanted to do better. Like, she could have been Angela Kardashian. And now she's letting Soulja Boy call her
smash and leave. Trash.
I wish. I wish I would. Like, no. Soulja Boy's garbage. That's not never happening. Right.
That is wild.
What's your favorite Black movie?
Oh, wow.
All things Black. Sorry.
Jesus, you caught me off guard. and when you say Black movie is made by Black people or Black people in it?
Black people in it. Like, it's a predominantly Black film.
Oh, shit. It's a lot. This is
like
this is
your stressful. Favorite.
I don't know. I have a lot of Black movies that I really like. I really, really like in my top, I guess, five.
Okay, give me three. Not five.
Okay, I'm not going to give you five. Let's see. Friday After Next. Just say all the fucking... No, not all the Fridays, because some of them are really... Friday After Next and Friday the Original was good. Menace to Society was my shiznai. Right.
Which we talked about last week, but audio.
I know, right? Damn it. I feel like people are going to fry my ass. I don't know. Like, I really like The Temptations and The Five Heartbeats. Like, those are lit, but those aren't really considered movies because they were on TV, right? I don't know. Are those like TV movies?
Yeah, I guess so, because they're TV movies.
I don't know. Just stick with them. I don't know. What are yours?
Well, my favorite movie is Love Jones. But if I was...
I think you told me that.
If I was picking just two more, Coming to America would be one for sure. Definitely. That shit cracks me the fuck up.
I fucking love Coming to America.
And then a third... trying to think of a third one would be hard because I like... All of them are good.
Not all of them. Right? That's what I was like. Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. Especially like the older classic ones. Like, it's too many. Like,
okay. So now, what's a black movie that you really liked when you were younger and you have gone back to watch it now and it is trash?
So a black movie that I watched back in the day that I came back and I was like, that shit sucks.
Yeah. Because I can start if you would like. Why you think about
it? Yeah, go ahead. So give me some time.
Okay. Tales from the Hood is trash, y'all. Tales from the Hood is really bad. Like, and we love it. Like, I would still watch it if it came on. Don't get me wrong. But, like, most of the acting in that movie is horrible. Like, it's just, it's cringe. There are some moments that are, like, cringeworthy. And I said this, and I kind of... What? Tales from the Hood is a classic. I hear you, but Tales from the Hood 2 went straight to Netflix. And I feel like if Tales from the Hood came out today, it would have also went straight to Netflix. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but it...
it's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to think. A black movie that was trash. Or trash now.
Like, and not maybe trash, like trash acting, or maybe some of the things that were said or done in the movie's trash. Like, do you just go back to all of them and you just like, oh, this is still just as great?
No, because I mean, like, stuff has evolved. Like, technology has evolved. So it might be like that the camera, like, it was really bad, or maybe, I don't know, like, I don't want to say the acting is bad, because there are some older movies that the acting was still lit back then.
I got another one.
Oh no.
Okay,
I'm scared
now. This one,
I'm scared you about to say one of my favorite movies, and I'm about to be like, oh shit.
I don't know if it's one. I don't think so. I've never heard you talk about it. Okay, so this was a TV movie. And I remember when it was coming out, it had all these commercials, and I was so hyped to watch it. But baby, Carmen the Hip Hopera with the Queen, Beyonce.
Yes, that joint.
That joint is so trash. I watched it on YouTube last week. Listen, it's horrible. It is horrible.
Yeah, it really is.
It just... We was letting anything get off in the early 2000s. Like, we was just allowing any fucking thing. Like, why was Bow Wow in jail with all them grown fucking men? And he was, like, 3 feet tall. Like, it was so many. When I was watching it, I was like, I have so many questions. But back then, I knew all the words to them songs. The one song with Wyclef and Beyonce gave me life. But everything else, I was just like, what is going on here? What movie did you think I was going to say?
One of my favorite movies is Crooklyn.
No, I love Crooklyn. Are you kidding?
A lot of people be like, I wasn't sure. I was like,
what they say about Crooklyn? Movie.
About the acting and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I like it. The girl saying that the little girl, Troy, wasn't like a good actor, but I liked it. So
okay. Well, no, I still like Crooklyn.
I'm trying to think something that I like. What was the freaking movie called with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Davidson when
Are you about to say Booty Call?
Yes.
I really
like that movie back in the day. But like, bruh.
I feel like that movie cracks me up still.
I don't know if I can watch that in
It's like the first half is still funny to me, but then after like he gets shot and they go to the hospital, I'd be like, all right, so it's a lot happening. But
and I'm spent.
I really thought that was funny though back then, but you're right. Now some of the stuff I'm like,
Michael, next. Can I fast forward, please?
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I'll have to think some. I'd have to get some time to think about that. Listeners, we probably make a post. Y'all let us know what y'all picks would be. Something that was lit back in the day that now, if you were to look at it, you'll be like, yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I have a song that I now think is trash that I used to love.
Uh-oh, wow.
Let's Get Married by Jagged Edge. All the black...
If you listen to the words...
It's horrible. Like, that is not romantic at all.
Me and B-Dub actually was talking about that, like, some years ago. He was like, yo, have you ever listened to it? Like, everybody be turning up. He be like, we ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it. What? Like, that's why you about to marry me? Like,
yes.
Why? It need to be some more reasons.
Yeah. And everybody be like, getting married to that song, too. And I'm kind of just like, look at y'all. Michael.
Going down the aisles, I'm like, we ain't getting no younger.
We just settling. Look at us.
That is funny.
Are we moving into our release the beast, the whatever? We gotta come. What the fuck is the name of this segment?
The good, bad, or ugly. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah. Are we moving to that? Did you have anything else?
No, I ain't had nothing back.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I guess I can go first. So we start with the bad and then we end with the good. The bad. So not really deep because I feel like I had mentioned this on another episode, but I really think I need to go to counseling. Like don't start.
Oh no, that was a legit cough. I'm sorry.
I thought you was laughing like, oh
no.
I'm gonna say don't do me.
I'm so legit cough.
But I guess it's like a bad and a good thing, but like I just keep noticing that I think that I'm good and I'm all right, and then all of a sudden I fucking snap and lose it and look stupid and embarrassing and shit. I'm just like, oh, so maybe I'm not okay, so maybe I need to get my fucking life. So I don't know. Once again, I need to find the time to dedicate to myself, and I don't know what you know how I don't know because I don't know. If they were to ask me, like, why are you coming? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know, but apparently I need to talk to somebody. So, I don't know. I just think I need to, get my mental health together, like, for real. But, Some good. Besides this weekend... Mm-hmm. Which included a sexy trip to Legacy Carryout for some honey old bay wings and crab fries. Baby. I have been doing pretty good with my eating good, at least during the week. So I am happy that I'm trying my best. But of course, like, the weight isn't just falling off like it should be because, like, yeah, old bay, honey old bay wings and crab fries in this bitch. And gallons of alcohol. Not actual gallons, but alcohol.
It was close.
So, yeah, it was knocking on the door. But it's like, yeah, like, I've been patting myself on the back. Even though I thought I was doing good with water, you apparently let me know that that was trash and I need to drink even more water.
Yeah.
So, I was just happy with myself because that container was, like, more than I've normally been drinking. So, I was, you're like, yeah, can you, like, double or triple that? I was like, oh, yikes. So, I've been doing better with the water. And I guess the release, I just want to release more pounds off of my body.
Ma'am, that is no more of releasing pounds. You've said that 3 times.
I don't believe it. I don't remember saying it. I've released that memory
this
as well.
This is supposed to be a moment.
To release, I want to release... I don't know. I want to release stress. But I think I've said that as well.
I feel like every...
I know. I want to release the same shit. I'm a simple bitch with simple problems. I just so every week I just want this shit to be gone. So I don't know.
I feel like every time we get to this segment, I be like, all throughout the show, I'm like, Ratchet Shay. And I get to this segment, I'm like, incense, crystals.
It's super deep.
Yeah.
Somebody so, gotta be.
I guess. So the bad, am I releasing the bad? What's the bad? I think, I'm in therapy. I'm also in a support group for like a specific thing that I went through, whatever. And the facilitator was talking about how like, well, first of all, I did not realize that this support group was based around like a Bible study, because I do not, for the listeners, I do not identify as a Christian. So, you know, I'm still going to go to the support group, but it's just certain things that I kind of was like, oh, well, I don't know how I'm supposed to do that because I don't really believe in that shit, but okay.
All right.
So, you know, she was saying like when she was going through the same support group, she started to become physically ill. And she felt like, you know, because of her faith, she felt like it was like demons and the devil and stuff trying to like prevent her from getting the healing that she needed. So I started medication like 2 weeks ago. And this week, for whatever reason, I have been like, my mouth has been so dry. Like, I drink a lot of water. I drink like close to a gallon of water a day. And
I can imagine.
But I still feel like I'm like completely dehydrated. And that is a side effect of the medication. But when I was talking to my therapist, she was like, that usually happens like when you first get on. And I've kind of been on the medication for a couple weeks. So that happened. And then when I'm talking about the topic from the support group, I start to physically feel a way. I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel
like uncomfortable, very, or uneasy.
Very uncomfortable, but then I feel like a tightness in my chest, and it's just
probably anxiety.
Yeah.
Just anxious.
Probably, but it's just like it made me like think about what she said about how like you'll physically feel stuff. And so while I'm appreciating this whole thing that I'm going through, because at the end of the day, it is to better myself and my mental health.
Right.
I have like legit just been fucking drained this month. Like, not even just this month, but just this year. Like, I had a breakthrough with my dad. I had a breakthrough with my mom. Me and my sister, I still fuck shit. I'm going to therapy. I'm going to a support group. I'm on medication, even though I don't want to be on medication, but I know I need the medication. I fell out with a friend. My husband's about to leave for 7 months. I'm just like, just a lot.
And we 2 months in.
Exactly. And that's all I'm saying. It's like, we're not even like, okay, so.
The hump way.
This is not bad. It's just, I don't know. Today was my first session at the support group, and there was just a lot of emotions, and this was just like introductions and hey bitch, how you doing? And so it's supposed to get like deeper, and I don't know if I'm like really,
if you can handle it.
I really don't, like, I think that I'm ready, but I don't I'm not ready. You think that Virgos are like extra feely, but I don't want all these damn emotions.
Yeah, because there's certain emotions they're where they are for a reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So to start digging up emotions and memories and that type of shit is like,
it's a lot.
I gotta get my mind right. So yeah, definitely. I get it. Yeah.
So the good thing is my boo is home.
Ow, ow.
And I'm excited, even though it is very short, he'll be gone here soon for a long period of time. And then the thing for the next week is like, although he is home, I told him that I kind of feel like it's not good for him to be here because although I was going through all that stuff, like I still had to come home and make sure that things were taken care of. And he is like, he takes care of me, like when I'm like in a mood. So when he is taking over all that stuff, I then have a lot of time to just think.
To be in your head.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So like yesterday, for example, I just was in a mood. And it was like when he wasn't here, I was so busy getting everything together and making sure shit was moving and da 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 da. I didn't have time for that. And now he's back and I do. And it's just like, I gotta get out of my own head. So for, you know, for the next week, I just wanna like not be, I don't want to be my enemy. You know what I'm saying? And
right. Getting your own way. Right.
That's what I was trying to say. Get in my own way. So, yeah.
That's good. I understand that because I feel like a lot of times with my busy life, I just keep moving and it makes you not have to sit and confront certain things. But I think when I drink too much and if I'm sitting around, like it kind of makes you force stuff that you might have suppressed or not one to talk about or feel anymore. Right. So yeah, like maybe it's a healthy thing that you don't keep yourself busy and you're allowing yourself to like sit in that, like not to overthink, but to kind of, you know, be in your head and be able to test it to be like, okay, well, are all these coping mechanisms that I've been given, can I use them now? Or, you know, right, not just running myself crazy and busy to avoid dealing with it, if that makes sense.
That's heavy, but I think you should get therapy. I think everybody should get therapy because I think everybody I know has been through some fuck shit. Everybody that I know.
But not everybody's trying to go get help. And I actually am not opposed to therapy as some of our friends and people that we know might be. Like, I don't mind. I just got to fit it in my damn schedule. I know that sounds like an excuse, but I got to fit it in. Maybe after cheer season, I have a lot of free time. But like right now, I don't know. I just feel like I'm so busy. Mm. It'll be one more thing to have to do.
But it'll be the one thing for yourself. But
I know, which there's none on my list right now.
But that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I guess that's all I got. We have poured out our heart and given you Black History tidbits this episode. We appreciate you for tuning in, and we ask you always to go ahead and follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. We on Instagram, we on Twitter, at the Chatty Patties. Mm-hmm. You can go and get all of the links to where we're streaming at via our website on thechattypatties.com. Mm-hmm. And always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Keep on listening. We see you out there. We appreciate your support, and we'll be back next week.
Alrighty.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.